Well, the Rolling Stones could have been writing about the internet age when they wrote the song You Can't Always Get What You Want. That's what users of Craigslist discovered over the weekend. People looking for explicit sexual services on Craigslist were met with a censorship bar or a block of some kind. What Craigslist is doing and why is the subject of our story with Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
You know, porn and sexual services have driven a lot of technologies, VHS, videotapes, DVDs. But in the social networking realm, it gets much more complicated and runs into legal issues of solicitation and that sort of thing. What's going on with Craigslist here?
Absolutely. You know, Craigslist from the start has tried to be this kind of virtual town square, you know, where people came and just like the old classified ads in the newspapers said, you know, I'm looking for an apartment or whatever. But there's also this sex part of the site. In fact, that's where the site has gotten a third of its revenues, typically about $40 million. The other ads are free, but these ads are paid for. And so over the weekend, they put this censored lineup, as you said, responding to some state attorneys general, we think, and closing it down. But what we don't really know is if this is permanent, because Craigslist has been very petulant about the idea, and censored sounds like, you know, kind of dramatic. Maybe it's a stunt.
Well, certainly Craigslist has an interest in maintaining both its image and in keeping this revenue stream of $40 to $44 million going. Here's Craig Newmark in March of 2007 describing the trade-off.
On our site, we do have the flagging mechanism, which allows people to vote for ads in terms of how inappropriate they are. If enough people flag an ad agreeing that it's wrong, it's removed automatically. But the theme is that people are responsible for their moral decisions.
But how far does that go? I mean, in a puritanical America where things are done with winks and nods, I mean, you've got problems whether you're talking about dating services all the way to explicit sexual sites that are all about hooking up. First of all, what do prosecutors do in a situation like this?
The problem is it's unclear that state attorney generals, for instance, could actually find a legal argument that would prevail in court on this. And so what these attorneys generals from 17 different states have been trying to do is just embarrass Craigslist in the court of public opinion. This is incredibly polarizing. You've got a lot of free speech experts who say, look, the government can't go here, that online you cannot police and block a whole category of communications. It raises questions about sites even like Yelp, where people put up user reviews of restaurants. You've had a lot of restaurants sue over that. But then on the other side, you've got people, there are some different nonprofits that advocate against these sex ads, for instance, who say that this is a public safety issue. You know, if you went into a bar and a minor tried to buy alcohol, the bar is responsible, and that even though we're in cyberspace, there should be some responsibility.
So the fix here, it seems, aside from these sort of public relations battles, which is it appears that in part this Craigslist decision is all about, are we going to live in a world where there are digital sort of monitors and digital sort of entrapment mechanisms where, I mean, Craigslist does this partly because they're watching what's going on their site. Whatever you may be doing, they're watching you at Craigslist, right?
Well, there's only 30 people who work at this little company, and it's really not clear that such a small company really can monitor all of this. And, you know, I was working yesterday helping to call these attorneys general, and while I was doing it, I posted on Twitter, I said to people, you know, what do you think of this Craigslist thing? And I got a ton of replies from people who said, you know, it's not going to work, because even though they took down this adult services part, people who want to put up this sort of ads will go put it in the other part of the site that's for casual encounters. And there is this sense among people that you might not really be able to totally police the web. It's kind of like, you know, trying to move air around in a balloon. You push it down one side, it pops out the other.
And there, all of the air molecules are consenting adults in this case, at least.
You would hope. The risk is that they're not.
But in the consenting adults domain, that's where the legal problems are. Once you get below and start dealing with minors, then it's sort of clear cut.
Right, right. But it's a very hazy line finding all of the ads that are inappropriate.
Well, this is just one of the stories that you've covered this summer, Louise Story. Mostly you focus on the economy for us. How would you sum up your summer this Labor Day?
Well, speaking of the economy, I'd say in six words, are we in a double dip?
And you wouldn't add the word yes?
That would take me the seventh word.
Yeah,
you said six words. Six words.
And punctuation doesn't count. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Louise. Have a happy Labor Day.